This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke on Monday with the leaders of Qatar and Egypt as he pushes for a deal aimed at a Gaza ceasefire and the release of some hostages held by Hamas militants, the White House said.
The onus is indeed on Hamas. There is a deal on the table, and they need to take it.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that progress has been made in recent days toward arranging a hostage deal. Israeli officials are concerned about possible ICC arrest warrants as pressure mounts over the war in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli officials have referred in recent days to an ICC probe launched 3 years ago into possible war crimes committed by Israel and Palestinian militants, going back to the 2014 Israel-Hamas war. That probe is also looking at Israel's construction of settlements in occupied territory. The Palestinians want for a future state. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli airstrikes killed at least 40 Palestinians on Monday, with more than half of the dead in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where bombs hit three houses, medics said. In Gaza City, in the north of the Gaza Strip, Israeli warplanes struck two houses, killing at least six people and wounding several others, health officials said. With nightfall, an Israeli strike on a house at a refugee camp in central Gaza killed three Palestinians, including a local journalist, medics and Hamas media said. Six other people were killed in other central Gaza areas in separate Israeli airstrikes, they added. Israeli's military on Monday said two soldiers were killed in central Gaza on Sunday. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. NATO's chief says alliance countries have not followed through on what they promised Ukraine on time. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that serious delays in support have meant serious consequences on the battlefield for Ukraine. Ukrainian troops had to make a tactical retreat from three villages where Russian forces have been making gains. Ukraine and its Western partners are trying to release new military aid that can help check the Russian advance across eastern areas. Russia is a far bigger country than Ukraine, with greater resources to draw on. Stoltenberg said more weapons and ammunition for Ukraine are on the way, including Patriot missile systems to defend against the heavy Russian barrages that smash into the power grid in urban areas. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Flash floods and landslides in central Kenya have killed at least 45 people and injured over 110 others on Monday as floodwaters swept away houses and cars, the government said. Police initially blamed the flooding on a burst dam. However, the Ministry of Water later said it was caused by a river tunnel under a railway embankment becoming blocked with debris. The ministry said, quote, the water swept the railway line and started moving downstream with a very high speed and velocity, causing destruction of property and loss of lives. A twice-delayed legislative election got underway in Togo on Monday following constitutional reforms that could extend the tenure of President Faure Gnassingbé. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
This election has been pushed back twice due to a fierce backlash from some opposition parties. They say a new charter adopted in March is a political maneuver designed to extend Gnassingbé's tenure for life. Under the new parliamentary system of government, the president will be elected by parliament instead of by universal suffrage. Details remain unclear, though under the new constitution, parliament will appoint a position described as president of the Council of Ministers, who will have extensive authority to manage Togo's government affairs.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The U.S. is appealing to all countries, including the United Arab Emirates, to stop support for Sudan's warring parties, the U.S. envoy to the United Nations said on Monday, warning that a crisis of epic proportions is brewing. War erupted in Sudan 1 year ago between the Sudanese army and paramilitary rapid support forces, creating the world's largest displacement crisis. The UN has voiced concern in recent days about a possible imminent RSF attack in Sudan's North Darfur region. I'm Joe Ramsey.